Gabrielle Baker. The fire was dying by the time she put her pen down. Tom was watching her again, stripped down to his trousers and his shirt sleeves, lounging on the couch across from her desk.
"I love watching you work," he said quietly. "You frown and scowl, then smile and cry. And sometimes I see your mouth moving when you say their words. Every emotion is on your face as you write."
"I never had to do with wicked spirits. But you, that are polluted with your lusts, stained with the guiltless blood of innocence, corrupt and tainted with a thousand vices. Because you want the grace that others have, you judge it straight a thing."
To the south lies a land of dazzling snowfields, crystalline glaciers and dramatically carved ice mountains soaring above an untamed frozen wilderness. There are no human sounds in this land of primeval beauty. Only the wild cries of birds, seals and whales echoing across a vast expanse of land and sea.
"I'm just getting my things on to go up to Mr. Dunderdale's this evening, when Bernard has a little accident and manages to broadcast the entire contents of his bladder all the way down the stairs. Mrs. Beavers is taking her time coming, and it's only when I've got him all cleaned up and sitting on the throne that the doorbell eventually goes. Except even then it's not her."
She held her hand out and smiled. Rox jumped back, startled, eyes wide and wild. Ellie snatched her hand back and clutched it to her chest, as if she had injured it.
"Oh, I'm sorry," she said. "I didn't mean to scare you."
Rox quivered a little more and then calmed down.